Good morning. Today we're going to talk about prevalent superstitious beliefs and how to get rid of them while we're still in the room today. So we're not going to have to wait to get rid of these superstitious beliefs. We're going to be able to just let them all fly right now. And a superstitious belief is any point of reference. So any point of reference anyone in this room has, any context, any frame of reference for anything that you have is a superstitious belief, no matter what it is. Because the reality of what we are has no point of reference. It has no point of reference, no frame of reference whatsoever. And when it comes to our own timeless freedom, which is awakened awareness, pure like infinite space, that space has no point of reference whatsoever. So when we, as that space, as that aware space, take ourselves to be any point of reference, any frame of reference within that space, we become lost in a superstitious belief. Whether our point of reference is being somebody, like being the physiology of the body and all of its other aspects. So that's a point of reference. That's a frame of reference. It's a convention. It's something that many people have adopted. Maybe there are many people in this room who have adopted that belief, that frame of reference. That is a superstitious belief. It's a belief that's commonly held, but it's a belief that has no basis. So now, some of you may wonder, what is she talking about? We're all sitting here, we're all human beings, we have a physiology, we have all these other things that are going on. What does she mean that that has no basis? Well, when we use any word could be called a superstitious belief. If we believe that that word or another name for a word is a label, if we believe that that word or that label is its definition that's listed in the dictionary, then we have a superstitious belief. If that's all we know about that word, then we hold a superstitious belief and we take ourselves to be a superstitious person. It's very simple and it's straightforward. This is the whole foundation or framework for dualistic perception. Taking ourselves to be a dictionary definition of something. But if we really want to look at any of these labels, we want to find out what they really describe. What do all these labels describe? What is their true underlying basis? For example, the human body, the personal identity. If the physiology of the human body isn't its underlying basis, well then what is? And if we find something about the underlying basis of the human body, does that apply across the board to all labels? So let's look at any of the labels. We'll take the personal identity, first of all, as a label. This personal identity, a body that is a physiology, and we'll look into that, and we'll try to find the underlying basis together. So we can take anybody. We'll take Paul here. He'll be our personal identity for the day. And we'll look into Paul's nature to see if we can find Paulness anywhere in Paul. Is there Paulness anywhere in Paul? Can we find any place in Paul that we can say is a location for a personal identity that was born, dwells there now, and it will at some point cease? So that's what we're going to be looking for. We're going to be looking for a personal identity that was born, dwells somewhere, and then at some point will cease. And so we'll look into every aspect of Paul. We'll take all of the major organs of his body, and we'll just go through them definitively in a very scientific way, and we'll try to find Paulness in every one of them. Like, we'll look at Paul's skin. Well, can we find Paul anywhere in his skin? You know, we'll search high and low. We'll go through every cell, all the cellular structures of his skin. Can we find Paulness anywhere there? No, we really can't. Well, we all know we can't find ourselves in our skin, probably. But what about the brain? A lot of us think we're in our brain. You know, that what we are is in our brain. If our brain goes, then we go. And so we'll look into Paul's brain, and we'll see if we can find in any of the lobes of the brain if we can find a personal identity called Paul. We look through all the lobes of the brain. We look at all the tissue of the brain. We look at the nerves and the nerve endings and the neurotransmitters and everything firing off within the brain. And we try to find this place where Paul was born, where he dwells, and where he will cease. But we don't find it there either. And if we look all through Paul's body, no matter how far we break it down, we find that we can't find Paul. Paulness there. We could put Paul under an electron microscope, a huge electron microscope. We could bring in his mother and father and all his grandparents, all the people who know and love him. And we could say, what do you see under that electron microscope? And no one would say, that's Paul. No one would say that. And then we could take all the electrons and throw them in a linear accelerator somewhere and just smash them beyond anything knowable. And all we'd find is pure space. So what have we found out about Paul? The label of Paul, the underlying basis, is pure space. So this basic space that is Paul is also the basic space of all phenomena, the basic space of anything that can be labeled and described, as well as all the things that can't be labeled and described, is just that. It's basic space and nothing else. And now I'll tell you a little bit about my own personal saga of getting acquainted with basic space as the treasury of all phenomena. Basic space could be called the peer view, and everything within it, in other words, everything that can be labeled and described as a point of view. But if we take up any of those points of view as a reference point or a context, then we've adopted a superstitious belief. We've adopted a superstitious belief about who we take ourselves to be, who we take others to be, and what we take the world to be. So within this basic space of phenomena, the basic space of all points of view, absolutely everything that appears within it is the dynamic energy of that space. In other words, it's inseparable from that space. Just like the color blue is inseparable from the sky, there's no way we could separate out the color blue from the sky. That would be absolutely impossible. So all the phenomena or points of view within this pure view of basic space are the dynamic energy of that space and nothing else. They're inseparable from it. So when we have a perception of any kind, a point of view, a reference point, all it is the dynamic energy of that space. When we identify ourselves as a someone who is viewing an object, then we have two points of reference going. We have two superstitious beliefs about what is going on. But when we just rest naturally as the essence of that space,